This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Lok Sabha has passed the Taxation and Other Laws Amendment Bill 2026. The bill seeks to amend the Payment and Settlement Systems Act 2007, the Income Tax Act 2025, and the Finance Act 2026. The bill will replace the Income Tax Amendment Ordinance 2026, which was promulgated on the 5th of June this year. The bill further exempts foreign institutional investors and the Bank for International Settlements from paying income tax on interest earned on investments in government securities. The exemption will apply to income arising on or after the 1st of April this year. Union Finance Minister Nirma Sitharaman moved the bill when the House reassembled at 2 p.m. after the first adjournment. The bill was passed amid din without any discussion amid repeated disruption by opposition members over several issues, including alleged police action during students' protest over NEET paper leak issue. Following the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned for the day. Parliament has passed the Appropriation No. 3 Bill 2026 with the Rajya Sabha returning the legislation to the Lok Sabha after discussion. The Lok Sabha had already passed the bill. When the House assembled at 2:45 after the second adjournment, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill for consideration and return. It provides for the authorization of the appropriation of money from the Consolidated Fund of India to meet amounts spent on certain services during the financial year ended on 31st of March 2023 in excess of the amounts granted for those services for that year. The Bombay High Court today sentenced former Tehelka editor Tarun Tejpal to 10 years rigorous imprisonment in the 2013 sexual assault case involving a former junior colleague. The court also imposed a fine of 10,21,000 rupees on Tejpal, which would be paid to the victim. A division bench of the Bombay High Court's Goa bench convicted Tejpal under provisions of the Indian Penal Code related to rape by a person in a position of trust or authority, sexual harassment and assault with intent to disrobe a woman. In Jharkhand, the students' agitation of alleged irregularities in the Jharkhand Public Service Commission and the Jharkhand Staff Selection Commission examinations entered its 13th day today. Students continue their protests at the Jaipal Singh Munda Stadium in Ranchi, pressing for the demands. Meanwhile, the issue triggered uproar both inside and outside the Jharkhand Assembly on the opening day of the monsoon session. BJP and NDA legislatures staged a strong protest in the Assembly premises over the issue, demanding the resignation of the Chief Minister and a CBI inquiry into the alleged irregularities. The government has said that with the repeal of Air Corporation Act in March 1994, airfares are not subject to be regulated by the government. Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohol, stated this in a written reply to the Lok Sabha today. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu has debunked the claim stating that the government plans to blend ethanol with aviation turbine fuel ATF are completely false and irresponsible. In a social media post, Mr. Naidu said there is no such proposal. The Enforcement Directorate, ED, is conducting searches at five locations in Munger, Bihar, under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002, in connection with an alleged investment fraud involving Jollywood Music Industries Private Limited. According to the ED, the company allegedly lured individuals with promises of a digital job and doubled their investment. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Sri Amarnath Yatra has resumed after a one-day halt. The pilgrimage, which commenced on the 3rd of July, has so far witnessed thousands of pilgrims undertaking the sacred journey under a multi-layered security grid on a daily basis. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for very heavy rainfall conditions of Uttarakhand, Jharkhand, Gangetic West Bengal, Odisha, Madhya Maharashtra, Konkan and Goa for the day. Benchmark domestic equity indices ended in the positive zone for the second straight session today. The Sensex gained 374 points to close at 78,955. Information and Broadcasting Minister is holding a media briefing on the cabinet decisions taken today. We now take you live to the press briefing.
For postpartum depression during pre-delivery and post-delivery visits, especially using the public health infrastructures. Thank you, sir.
Dhanyavad, Sri Vinod Sridhar Tavade.
And that is the end of this news bulletin.